Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, ladies. I am so excited to be back with you. It is 2016, and we are so thankful to the Lord for allowing us to be here another year. I pray that your holidays were filled with love and joy and peace. We are excited about kicking and relaunching the Bible study this year. Some people thought that it was just seasonal, but it's not seasonal. It's a lifestyle. And so we are so excited. I am the visionary and host. I'm Sonia Walker. And so we are doing a series called Pregnant with Destiny. And how this came about was about a year or so ago, I was basically just feeling kind of empty and not feeling productive. I began to pray to the Lord about how I felt like I wasn't seeing what he had said about me. Yet time keeps passing and I'm getting older and I want to see what he said. Not only do I want to see it, but I want to enjoy it. I want to walk in it. I want to touch it. And so that led to a conversation because I just felt like I was being busy but not productive. And so he led me to write, I write Bible study workbooks. And I wrote a workbook called Declutter Your Life. And in that we talked about decluttering your vision, decluttering your prayer life, getting down to what matters most. Because a lot of things that are going on in our life really don't matter. There are some things that really don't matter, and those are the things that are covering up and hindering us from giving birth, from keeping us from moving forward. And so around November, December of 2015, my store, a pipe burst, and I walked in, and the store was flooded up to my ankles, and they called in the rescue team and all these things because the water was just really flowing in still. And I had to close because they had to get all the water out and, you know, dry the walls and everything. And so I walked in. I was closed for over a week. I walked in and I looked at all of the chaos and I looked at how I was the only one who had to close their door. Everybody else around me was still open. And I saw, and I said to the Lord, maybe this is not what you're calling me to do. And tears began to stream down my face because this journey has been difficult. I've had peaks of joy, you know, but it seemed like long times of sorrow. And so I asked him, I said, you know, maybe this is not what you're calling me to do. And I heard him say, you haven't given birth to it yet. You're in labor. You haven't given birth to this dream yet. And so that led into this series called Pregnant with Destiny, It's Time to Give Birth. And so you'll be able to go to the website, eowbiblestudy.com. We also add a new location, new library, where you have more access, easy parking, more space. And we have changed the dates to the first and the third Monday, we're at the library, and on the second and the fourth Monday, we'll be online, okay? And so all of that information is on the website, but I want to go ahead and get started. This is going to be a two-part series, so as soon as you get through listening to this, you can just click the next one, and I'll finish it out because this was a special Bible study because we made it 2 hours. We made the first one 2 hours. It won't be 2 hours online, but it was 2 hours, but yet you would still get all of the information. It's just that it only allows me to record so long. Okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to go and we're going to turn to 1 Samuel First Samuel, the first chapter. I want to read the last part of verse 2, and then we'll go on into 3. I'm not going to read all of it because of our time, but you will have your Bible study notes where you can go back and read, you know, it in its entirety. Okay? And so, again, we're talking about pregnant with destiny, time to give birth. All right? So 1 Samuel, the first chapter, reading the last part of verse 2, it talks about a man who had two wives. The first one was Hannah. The second one was Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah did not. I want you to underline that. Hannah did not. Hannah was barren, okay? Every year, this man went from his hometown up to Shiloh to worship and offer a sacrifice to God of the angel armies. Eli and his two sons served as the priest of God there. When Elkanah sacrificed, he passed help. Elkanah was the husband. He sacrificed, he passed helping from the sacrificial meal around to his wife Peninnah and all her children. Underline that. But he always gave an especially generous helping to Hannah because he loved her so much and because God had not given her children. Okay, so here you have two wives, two women, one who easily gave birth to children, and you have one who was barren, who was unable to produce, but she was the one that was loved the most. And so the definition of barren means that you're unable to produce. You're unable to give life. You're unable to give birth. You're unable to be fruitful. And so we have to understand then that who we are, who God has called us to be. If you look in the book of Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28, he tells us that we are blessed, both male and female. Blessed he them. Let's go there. Let's go to Genesis. Because here's the thing. If God has called us to produce, then why aren't we producing? If God has, he said, I know the plans that I have for you to give you hope and for you to have and expect it, expect you to expect for you to give birth, to for you to have an expected end. So then if God has called us to produce and yet we are not producing, because we are barren, then we need to find out what is stopping us from conceiving the promises of God, what's stopping us and hindering us from giving birth to the thing that he created us for. Okay? So Genesis 1, chapter 1, and we're going to go to 28. And I think I might go back just a little bit. Go back just a little bit. I'm kind of going to skip around. In verse 26, it says, God spoke, let us make man, human beings, in our image, making them reflect our nature so they can be responsible. And then he tells them all the things that they're responsible for. Then he goes down and he says, he created them male and female. So whether you are a man or whether you're a woman, you are called to produce, right? You're called to produce. God blessed them. And then he says, prosper, reproduce, fill the earth, take charge, right? And then he goes on and says, down in verse, I want to read it from, this is the Message Bible. I'm going to change versions here. I'm going to go to the New Living Translation Bible. In verse 28, from the New Living Translation, it says, "Then God blessed them," talking about man and woman, male and female, "and said, be fruitful and multiply." If you think about the word produce, to produce, produce, fruit is called produce. I want you to produce. I want you to be fruitful, but I don't want you to just be fruitful. I want you to be fruitful and multiply. So that means that not only are you called, but he has already said from the foundations of the world that you are, number one, blessed, that he has called you to be fruitful and for you to multiply. That means that whatever is in you, he's calling you, he has selected you to give birth to that thing. But the issue is that we are barren, okay? So when we are barren, it's because we are not, that means that we are unable to produce that which God has given us. What is stopping you from producing? I'm not talking about a house or a car. I'm not talking about you making all of this money, because there are people who are wealthy who are still barren, who still don't know what their destiny is. Some people think, oh, if I had all the money, if I had the house, if I had the husband, if I had the car, if I had the wife, if I had, you know, the family, if I had all these things, if I had the right job, that's not producing. Those are byproducts. Those, I'm talking about, we're talking about destiny, the very thing that God created you to do. What did he create you to do? That is the, first of all, you have to know, what has he called you to do? He just said, I called you to be fruitful and to do what? Multiply. Right? That's what he said about us before the foundations of the world. Correct? All right. So if he's telling us to be fruitful, he's saying that I have given you the power and the authority to bring into existence the very thing that I've placed in you. This is why the Bible says stir up the gift. Right? The thing that is laying dormant in you, that thing, because you must understand then that, number one, we're called to produce. We're called to have a fruitful life. We're called to give birth to destiny. Okay? Let's go to Luke. Now, first let's go to Mark 11. Mark 11. Because I think sometimes the very thing that stops us from becoming or giving birth to who we are in God is we don't know who we are. Who am I? What did you call me to do? Not what did you call my mama to do, my sister to do, or the people that I see on Facebook or social media to do. What did you call me to do? Because I am the one, you are the one who is going to have to stand before the Lord and give a reason and an answer to why didn't you do what he called you to do. And what oftentimes what stops us is because we minimize gifts. We glamorize gifts that can be seen. We glamorize the stage. We glamorize if you lead a song on the praise team. We glamorize if you're a VP. We glamorize if you make a lot of money. We glamorize those things, but the Bible tells us that every good and perfect gift comes from above. That means that no matter what gift God has given you, it may not be favorable to man, but it is favorable to God. Why? Because he gave it to you. And he said in the book of Genesis at the end of chapter 1, he called it good. So it doesn't matter what other people say. Don't let other people, because everybody's not called to write a book. Everybody's not called to open up a business. Everybody's not called to preach. And everybody's not called. But you have to be comfortable and confident in the gifts that God has given you. Don't despise it. Don't let people come against it. Be happy being you. Be happy being who He created you to be, right? Produce what He gave you. He will never ask you to produce what He gave to somebody else. This is why you have to be careful about allowing people to tell you who you are in God when they're still trying to figure it out. This is why seeking the Lord has to be a lifestyle and not a moment. Why? Because only what you do for Christ will last. You cannot do what people are telling you to do and think that you're going to produce anything of God. No, you have to. It's, the Bible declares that it's in Him that you would live, you move, and that you have your being. It's in Him, not in them. It is in Him. So this is the place that I give birth. This is the place where I learn more about God. This is the place, because I got to get in Him, because in Him I live, in Him I move, and in Him I have my being. So you have to erase what everybody else says about you. I told them in class, before you pick up a pen, pick up a pencil, and erase every negative thing that people said about you. Erase everything that everybody else said you should do. And then pick up that pen and rewrite the pages of your life. Because God has given you the power to redefine yourself. Okay? Go to Mark 11. And we are going to start at verse 12. Mark 11. I think I got the wrong chapter here. Mark 11, and starting at verse 12. The next morning, as they were leaving Bethany, we're talking about Jesus and the disciples, Jesus was hungry. He noticed a fig tree in full leaf, underline that, a fig tree that was full of leaves, a little ways off. So he went over to see if he can find any figs. He went, listen to what it's saying. Jesus, who was hungry, saw a fig tree. He saw many leaves, and he walked up to it to see if it had any fruit. Right? But there were only leaves because it was too early in the season for the fruit. Then Jesus said to the tree, "May no one ever eat your fruit again." I want you, let's break this down. The leaves made the tree look like it was producing fruit. Right? Isn't this what happens in our lives? Sometimes we're so busy. We have so much going on that we give the illusion that we are producing fruit, when in reality the tree was barren because it wasn't producing fruit, because it wasn't time. This means, number one, that this tree was doing things out of order. Because you're supposed to have fruit before the leaves come, right? So they had leaves, the tree had leaves before it brought forth the fruit. This was a sign of immaturity, right? because, and it's a sign of that there were things that was done out of order. Let me give you an example of I being out of order. Out of order says that I have this idea. I don't seek the Lord to see if this is what he's calling me to do. I just got an idea. And then next week I got an idea. And then next month I got another idea. And so what I end up doing is we don't seek the Lord. So we end up going out and buying business cards, looking for websites, and all these uglies before we actually sit down and really see what is God saying to me. What is he saying about me? Why did you create me? This is what I want to know. What are you calling me to do? We would rather have many leads, right? We would rather be posting on social media. We would rather be telling people in our jobs all the wonderful leads that we have and all the wonderful things that we have going on in our lives, when in reality you're fronting because you have leaves but you don't have any fruit. So this year, we don't want that. We want fruit. We want to produce. He tells us to be fruitful and to multiply, right? He didn't tell be fruitful and multiply. He didn't mention leaves. The leaves are going to come. The money is going to come. The husband's going to come. The car is going to come. The house is going to come. The career is going to come. Everything else is going to come. It's like he says, first seek ye what? The kingdom of heaven and all this righteousness. And guess what? All these things shall be added. The leaves are the things that shall be added unto you. But we want to produce what? Fruit. So number one, we are called to produce. You are called to produce. Now let's go to Luke. Luke 13:6-9. And this is very important. He says in Luke 13:6-9, a man planted a fig tree in his garden and came again and again to see if there was any fruit on it. But he was always disappointed. Finally, he said to his gardener, I've waited 3 years and there hasn't been a single fig. There hasn't been a single piece of fruit. Cut it down. It's just taking up space in the garden. The gardener answered, sir, give it one more chance. Leave it another year. And I'll give it special attention and plenty of fertilizer. If we get figs next year, fine. If not, then you can cut it down. Look at what the man is saying. He's saying, I come to this tree. The Bible declares that we are like trees, right? Planted by the rivers of water that bring forth fruit in this season. Here it is, the owner, the man comes and he says, I come to this tree every year and I can never find fruit on this tree. I wonder if year after year, if the Lord comes to us and is looking for fruit, and he says, I don't see any fruit. I don't see you bearing any fruit in your life. And he says, I tell you what, cut it down. The gardener pleads with the owner and says, give it another year. He says, and I'll give it special attention. He says, I'll dig around it. And I'll fertilize it. Sometimes what happens is people say what God has for me is for me and feel like they don't have to put in any work They don't have to put in any prayer time. They don't have to do anything to receive it. No, ask the children of Israel. He told them that they had, that the promised land was theirs, but they refused to grab hold of it. And the only ones who were able to walk into the promises of God was those who believed God, who put in the work. See, faith without works is dead, being alone. Nobody wants to put in the work. Well, Funya, what does that mean? That means that you cannot sit back, watch TV, be on social media all day long from the time you get up while you are at work to the time you go to bed and expect to produce anything in your life. You cannot go out every weekend and hang out all the time and do all this other stuff and watch TV all the time and sit on the phone all day and text all day and expect to produce anything in your life. So the owner, God, says cut it down. This created, this caused, the, this was what God used to provoke the gardener. Do y'all get what I'm saying? So that's number two. God will provoke you to produce. He will provoke you because if we go back in the book of Samuel, I'm going to go real quick. Our time is almost running out. If we go back to Samuel in the first chapter, in the, let's see, okay, so if you look at 1 Samuel, the first chapter, I'm going to go on down a little bit in verse 5. And it says, and though he loved Hannah, he would give her one choice portion because the Lord had not given her children. So Peninnah, who would taunt her, she would make fun of her because the Lord had kept her from having children. Right? Year after year, it was the same. Peninnah would taunt Hannah as they went to the tabernacle. Do you see what I'm saying? So God will allow you to see other people be productive in their life, and this will provoke you to do what? Because it provoked Hannah to what? Pray. It provoked Hannah to go into prayer and say, Lord, I'm barren. I want to produce in my life. Sometimes when you're on that job and that job is getting on, the people getting on your nerve and that church is getting on your nerve and these things are getting on your nerve, it will provoke you to say, God, there has to be something better for me than this. God, there you I know that there has to be more to me than this. And so God will, number one, he will tell you that he called you to produce. He will allow you to see other people to be productive. I'm not talking about the leaves that you see on social media. I'm talking about people who are actually producing fruit. He will allow you to see somebody produce fruit, which will provoke you to pray to him and begin to seek him and say, Lord, I want to produce in my life. Right? So, our time is up. This is the first portion. Number one, you're called to produce. Number two, God will provoke you to get up and do something this year. It's time out for spending another year not producing fruit. So until next time, I pray that this blessed you. Visit the website, elwbiblestudy.com. So that you can learn more. And remember, there is a part two to this. So after you listen to this, click on part two, and we'll go deeper into the Word of God. I love you with the love of Jesus. So until next time, God bless you. Bye-bye.